This is Public Affairs, a Sandhill Media production. I'm your host, Heather Sampson. In this week's segment, we speak with Heather Hansen of Eastern Idaho Public Health and Marcella Bianco, a direct government partner of the Global Catch My Breath Foundation. Ms. Hansen and Ms. Bianco share with us what they've been doing in Eastern Idaho to help teens be a resource for one another in preventing teen vaping.
Would you ladies just go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us here today.
Thanks for being here.
I'm Marcella Bianco. I'm the Director of Government Partnerships at Catch Global Foundation.
Hi there. I'm Heather Hansen, and I'm the Vape and Tobacco Coordinator for Eastern Idaho Public Health.
Tell us a little bit about the Catch program, what you've been doing with it.
Sure. So Catch is Catch Coordinator Approach to Child Health, where Catch My Breath is the youth vaping prevention program that is evidence-based and shows a reduction in youth who go through our program that will try e-cigarettes. So we've partnered with Heather here at the Public Health Department and implementing Catch My Breath throughout schools across the county.
Wonderful. And you've been here working actually with face-to-face with our youth. Tell us about your experience with that.
Gives me chills. It's been amazing seeing the students in action. And one of the key takeaways from the students that I've seen throughout the schools that we've been with over the past couple of days is they truly care.
Yeah.
They care about each other. They care about the health and well-being of each other. They're not there to accuse someone of using an e-cigarette or look down on them. Mm-hmm. They want to help their peers.
That's excellent.
Was really evident throughout all of the schools that we've been able to go to.
When you go into a school, what do you do for the students?
So we actually were able to implement the students' teaching. So we're doing that at three different schools within our health district here, and it's been really great. Like Marcella mentioned, we've been talking with those kids for the last 3 days. And to hear them know that they can change their schoolmates' lives and paths because of information that they have and are sharing has been a wonderful thing. They know that they have a strong influence on those kids. And we are even feeling like this is what we need to be doing, right? Like we need these kids to be teaching the younger kids in
right.
every single school, in every single county in the country.
That's such an excellent model. What are some of the resources, tools, and information that you present for these students to help their peers with?
So we have lessons that are prepared for them. There's four 30 to 40-minute sessions that they give to the kids, their classmates. And we actually interacted with a group of kids yesterday who they hadn't planned this, but as they went in to give the lesson, the slides came up and they would just each give their input on the slide.
Oh,
and
cool.
They just mentioned how natural it felt and how it was just able to flow. And they each had something important to add. So they felt like it pulled their talents and their strengths out, and they were able to share those collaboratively with the group, and they felt like they were just a team in sharing this powerful, important information.
Yeah, that's great. We have such wonderful youth in this area, and so I'm so happy to be able to see you be able to come in and help them raise each other up. Is there anything that you'd like to ask the community to do, or anybody who's interested in helping with this effort that they can do to reach out?
So Catch has a great parent section. There's a toolkit,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that you can find on their website, catch.org. It's also something that I'm happy to share by email, so they can email me. And I think parents should just ask their schools, is this program in your school? We have the ability to have this program in every single school within our health district. And I know somebody in another health district, if you're not in my health district, that can get this program in your school. They update the information twice a year. It's current, it's up to date, it's important. And the kids are engaged. Like we've been able to see these kids engage while they're having these lessons, and their attention is kept, and they ask thoughtful, insightful questions afterwards. So they're taking the information in and they're saying, well, hey, what about this? And we're able to answer those questions as well.
That's excellent. Marcella, as the Catch Global Foundation government partner, the director of that, do you have anything else that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Just, you have amazing youth. This epidemic, if you think it's not affecting your child, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're being exposed to it at school, in the bathrooms, at community events, talk to your child. We have the resources. You have resources here with Heather. You have resources on catchmybreath.org. Mm-hmm. Have the conversation with your parents. What we heard from the students yesterday, when we asked them of what would you like your parents to know? It's like, talk to us.
Right.
Just talk to us, because they want to be heard and they want to be listened.
So maybe there are parents who aren't aware of the dangers of vaping. Mm-hmm. Could you give us just a quick rundown of what some of those dangers are, what some of those talking points are that the parents can share with their kids?
Sure. I think the biggest misconception is that it's not water. Mm-hmm. There's no water in it. There's actually nicotine. And mm-hmm. with all the other chemicals, we know that nicotine is an addictive drug. Mm-hmm. We know that some of the e-cigarettes that are being used, while it comes in many different flavors, but the nicotine concentration is higher than an entire pack of cigarettes. Wow. So our kids are getting addicted really early mm-hmm. and a lot quicker. And that's the biggest arming to let this parents know, is that it's not a healthy alternative for young people mm-hmm. to use a nicotine product.
Right. And I know that with law enforcement, mm-hmm. not only is the nicotine and the chemicals an issue, but youth are actually getting THC in the vapes. And they're maybe not here, but in other parts of the country, there's the fentanyl that is actually right. getting into the vapes. So that's deadly.
And the biggest thing that I have to say with that is, you know, kids don't know what's in an e-cigarette. Mm-hmm. So when they're sharing their e-cigarette, they don't know what they're getting.
Right.
We've heard stories, you know, about students here about having THC, and the student thought it was nicotine they were taking a puff on, and it actually wasn't. They actually had their first puff of a cannabis, mm-hmm. Where they may have never tried that before.
Right. Right. Would you ladies go ahead and let the audience know what the websites are for finding out more information?
Sure. So for Catch My Breath, you can go to catchmybreath.org and access all of our parent information for free. There's a worksheet, there's videos. How do you have that conversation with your child? We guide you through that every step, and that's at catchmybreath.org.
Catchmybreath.org.
And then if you want to go to my website, it's just Eastern Idaho Public Health. And if you look for the tobacco and nicotine tab, I actually have a spot on there just for parents and for teens. So that will give you videos. The toolkit is on there. Tons of information. And then if you have any additional questions or can't find anything, you're welcome to call me. My direct line is 208-533-3158. And our website is eiph.id.gov. So either way, whatever they're most comfortable with.
Okay. eiph.id.gov.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So lots of resources. How often do you go into the schools? And if there's a school who wants you to come in, how can they contact you?
The same way, they can call. My direct line is 208-533-3158. Once again, that's 208-533-3158. Or they can call the Eastern Idaho Public Health and ask for me or the vape and tobacco coordinator.
Right,
Heather Hansen. Heather Hansen. We go into schools as often as they will see us. Red Ribbon Week, we had 5 assemblies, mm-hmm. and it was from 4th grade up to 12th grade, and it was we gave Catch My Breath content at all of those assemblies, and it was really fascinating to see the kids so interested in what we had to say.
Great. So you make yourselves very available.
Absolutely. We'll work around your schedule.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Affairs, a Sand Hill Media production. I'm Heather Sampson.